Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. Thank you, Rents Radio, for carrying USA Prepares. Rents Radio, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. That's Jeff Rents' network. Ron Gibson, thank you for many, many, many years of posting USA Prepares on the Internet. We are now on Odyssey and BitChute. Just look for the Ron Gibson channel, USA Prepares. Global Star Radio Network, thank you. Todd Waite. Galaxy 19, the satellite, broadcasting over the United States, North America, and parts of Africa and Europe. And the telephone listen line provided by Global Star Radio Network, 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815. During the hours which we are live, which is 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And that, again, is 605-615-1815. Kyle Harris is with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. You know, I want to put a plug in for that Global Star radio. The telephone line. That's the way I listen to the program when I'm not on. But for my phone, like right now when I'm calling into you, my volume is pretty low. I don't know if you guys can do anything to adjust that. But when I'm listening to the program, the volume on the call is higher than anything I can get on the phone with the Internet. So I really like that Global Star myself. Boy, I just barely made it to the program this morning. I got a call this morning that our baby chicks are in, so we just got our replacement chickens in and had to run to the post office, which took a while. Not literally like 5 minutes ago, just walked back into the house and got in here. But we've got our new chickens for this next couple of years coming, and we like a certain breed, so we kind of stay with that. But that goes kind of into what I was wanting to continue on from what we did a couple of weeks ago, Vince, if that's all right with you.
You bet.
Yeah, if you want to have, do you have anything you want to lead off with or anything like that?
Well, I just have some five-minute university tips. Let me just start with one. So we have fuel pumps here at the farm on fuel tanks, and we have electric fence chargers on posts, and we have hydrants on that stick out of the ground 3 feet roughly. So we have lots of pieces of equipment, farm-type equipment, that's in the weather. And most farmers just leave their equipment out in the weather, and the sun beats it up, the rain beats it up, the freezing weather beats it up. And what we do is we protect it. And it's so easy. But it's not decorative in some respects. So we can take a 5-gallon bucket. Some of them are rectangular. Some of them are cylindrical. And we have fence chargers. And instead of just leaving the fence charger out in the weather for the meters and the lights blinking and all those kinds of things, we put a 5-gallon bucket over it so the rain and the snow and the sunlight doesn't beat up the equipment. We do the same thing with the hand pump. So we have a hand pump to pump diesel out of a tank. And I cut a 5-gallon bucket to fit. So the handle comes out, is in the outside of the bucket, but the rest of the pump is inside the bucket. So it doesn't get beat up by the snow and the rain and the sleet and the humidity as much. And we do the same thing with an electric fuel pump that's outside. And we do the same thing with hydrants. Now, we also have some electric outside boxes. Now, we're talking about a standard 120-volt electrical duplex receptacle in a weatherproof outside box mounted on a steel T-post. So I have underground conduit running, a plastic conduit, running with Romex inside of it, running to this steel post and comes up out of the ground, let's say 3 feet. And there's a receptacle, you know, weather-resistant receptacle, but it's still out in the weather. So I put a Folgers-type plastic coffee container, we'll call it a coffee can, on top of that, and it's a nice fit. And the plug going to the device, let's say it's a fence charger, is underneath there. So that's all protected. Now, of course, it's a great home for bees. It really is. And mud wasps to build their nests. But it really is great for protecting the equipment. So what I'm saying, class, is if you have a plastic bucket and you want to put it out to protect your equipment, you can. I think you take a Sharpie-type marker, mark the cut you have to make. And I was really careful because I don't like wasting plastic buckets. But I think a great use for a $1 plastic bucket, you can get them at Walmart if you want, you know, from the bakery department. They'll save them for you. They'll charge you 99 cents for, you know, a handful of them. And it's a great way of protecting your equipment. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a great idea, Vince. There's an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's kind of the way it is with almost everything in life. You and I both know that, you know, you change your oil when you should, keep your tire air pressure up as you should. You know, just a little bit of that kind of thing will save people lots of money, especially like on your tires. Here's just happened to think about this when you were talking about pumping diesel for some reason. If you've got an all-wheel drive car and you blow a tire and you have to buy 4 new tires because unless your tires and your car are practically new. Because if one of those tires is a quarter of an inch at the most, even as little as probably 3/16 of an inch shorter, or the tread is less, or the design of the tire is less, and you go down the road, you'll take the transfer case, the little all-wheel drive unit, out of your car. It will ruin it. So a little bit of maintenance on things like that will literally save you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And if you run a tire that's like 20 on an all-wheel drive car, if you're running a tire that's 20 pounds of pressure and the rest of them are 32 or 35, you're asking for trouble. Your comment?
Yeah, I totally agree. And here's what we do, class. We have a few all-wheel drive vehicles. Most of our vehicles are not, they're either four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive, but we have a couple all-wheel drive vehicles. And what Kyle's saying is, when you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, it's not like four-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive would be something that I would consider heavier duty than all-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive is when you are in a situation that's slippery, need extra traction, like on the mud, snow, slippery situation in a field where you need maximum traction, you put the truck into four-wheel drive. And that's different from when you have a vehicle that's all-wheel drive, because all-wheel drive is all-wheels driving all the time at some level. That means that the front wheels, left and right, rear wheels, left and right, are all trying to drive the vehicle forward or backward, mostly forward. And if the tires are a different size, they're going to be fighting each other. And it will cause extra wear on the tires, which is nothing compared to the extra wear it does on the all-wheel drive transfer case. So what is typically recommended, and Kyle hit the nail right on the head, if you have a tire, let's say you have a flat and it cannot be fixed, and that tire is more than 2/32 of an inch, if you buy a new tire, and if it's more than 2/32 of an inch more tread wear than the tire that you had that just blew, you'll damage your transfer case on an all-wheel drive vehicle. So here's what we do. When we buy tires, we don't buy four for an all-wheel drive vehicle. We buy five. Actually, we do this for all of our vehicles, whether two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, or all-wheel drive. And the reason for that, and then we buy another spare wheel. So we'll go to a salvage yard, and we'll buy a wheel just like the wheels that are on the car. So it'll match. And then we rotate the tires. So we have even wear of not four tires, but five tires. So we take one off the car, put the spare wheel that matches on the vehicle, we use that, and then we keep removing one of the tires so that they all wear in about the same amount. That way, if we have a failure, a catastrophic failure, and the tire cannot be fixed, we still have four tires. So we don't have to buy a complete set of four more. And we do that by buying one extra tire and one extra wheel. So how much does a wheel cost? Somewhere between $25 and $50 used at the salvage yard. That's the way we do it. It's extra work, but it saves money in the long run. Now, are we wasting money by having a fifth tire that we don't need? No, because we're using that tire. We're putting wear on that tire. So it's not like we're throwing money away at all. It really makes sense, except for maybe the $25 or $50 that we spent for the extra wheel. But how many of you actually have a spare tire anyway? How many of you do? And typically, if you do have a spare tire, it is a lower quality wheel, if it came with the vehicle, than the wheels that are on the vehicle. So if you have a spare tire and wheel, the tire may be the same size, and it may not. It may be one of those inflatable spares. It may be one of those donuts that doesn't match the other four wheels that are on the ground. But the wheel itself may be a lower quality. And it may even say, don't y'all be running this more than 35 miles an hour. Why? Because the wheel is not the same quality as the wheel that's on your vehicle. It may not be the same strength. And they even paint them different colors so you all know. So in Mercedes, for example, the wheels are kind of a silvery painted finish. The spare is typically a full-size spare, but it's black and it has a completely different look to the wheel. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah, you know, the if you can find one and, you know, it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, it is good, I think, to rotate. Have your spare rim and tire the same. Buy a rim that matches the car's rims that you have now,
yeah,
if you can find one. But in the long run, even if you can find them, they're just probably quite a bit more, like maybe double or triple the price to get one of that is like matches the car. And then when you do your rotations on the tire, you rotate the spare out into the four that's on the ground.
Right.
So that you're always using all of them the same.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And one last exclamation point. So when you buy the tires for your all-wheel drive vehicle or your four-wheel drive vehicle or your two-wheel drive vehicle, what we do is we buy five or six of them, all the same. So, again, if we have a failure, we have one just like it, just like it. And it may not be mounted, if it's six. If it's five, we have the fifth one mounted on a wheel. It's just like the wheels that are on the vehicle. We buy an extra wheel, a salvage yard. But here's the real important point. You want all of them to be the same make, model, and lot number if you can get it. Because what you'll find, if you look at the sidewalls of tires and you look at where they're made, you'll find out that they're made in different countries. So you can buy four tires and have them made in two different countries if you buy them even at the same time. I am not kidding about this. So that's because the warehouses have tire manufacturing facilities in Indonesia and Taiwan and China. And you might even, if you're really fortunate, find some that are made in the United States, but not likely. There are not many tire companies that are in the United States. We've blown that too. Our government has encouraged their tire manufacturers to leave the United States. And the CEOs, these greedy CEOs, have decided that they can have our tires manufactured someplace else rather than employing American workers at American factories. So the idea is to have the same make and model, the same construction, the same plies, the same nylon or rayon with the same number of steel plies, and put that same tire back on if it's an all-wheel drive vehicle. Back to you, Kyle.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So, in other words, what Vince is saying there is if you buy four Goodyear tires, make sure they're and you have a flat or something like that and you ever want to replace it, and you want to replace it with a Goodyear tire that has exactly the same numbers on it. Say you've got a 245, 75, 16 tire, and you had a blowout on your pickup or something, you want to and it's a Goodyear tire, you want to buy the same same 245, 75, 16 Goodyear tire and put that on your truck. Because if you're in, or especially if it's an all-wheel drive, say it's a, you bought one at, and you got the brand, I'm just picking names here, Goodrich, and you bought four Goodrich for your all-wheel drive car, or five or six, like Vince suggests, which is wise beyond you, what you will, it'll save you so much money in the long run. Buy them all at the same time, and like he said, get the same lot if you can. Because if you bought a tire, say that was for your Subaru, that was 215, 60, 16. Now, the 215 means that it's 215 millimeters wide. The 60 is the percentage of the width of the tire to the height of the tire. So it's 60% of 215 millimeters wide, and that's the height of the tire. And then the last number is the size of the rim. So, excuse me. So what he's saying is this, if you go to, you had a blowout and you're on the road and you fought, you had a tire, your tires are 215, 60, 16, and you go to a different make, like you say you have Goodrich on there, and you found some other place, and all they had was, I don't know, bomb tires. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just saying you will find that those tires are not necessarily the same size. Number one, but I'll guarantee you they're not the same rubber mixture as the other ones, because and they will wear differently. They might wear better, they might wear worse, but they are definitely going to wear differently than the other tires that you've got on your car. So,
and here's what happens.
That's really,
yeah, here's what happens. We see this not all the time, but pretty often here at the shop. New customer comes in, and they'll have three tires that match. One will be different. And what happened is they got a flat, and they called somebody, and they said, can you fix this? And yeah, we'll tow it in. They get their vehicle towed in. And the guy that puts a new tire on the wheel doesn't have the exact same tire that is already on the car. So he says, we don't have that particular make and model tire, but we got one that'll fit. It'll fit, but it's not right. It's not right, and mixing tires is a real recipe for disaster, including handling. Handling is really impacted by mismatched tires.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA breaking news update. A judge in New York is approving a higher bond amount for Donald Trump, but allowing enforcement of the bond to be delayed. This in connection with a defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump's legal team applied for an appeal bond, which will allow him to fight the verdict while preventing Carroll from enforcing the $83 million judgment. The judge approved, and once the bond is enforced, instead of $83 million, Trump would be forced to pay $91 million instead. At the same time, Trump's lawyers are also appealing that verdict and filing a motion for a new trial. Beyonce's upcoming country album now has a full title, previously known simply as Act 2, the singer revealed. It's titled Cowboy Carter. Beyonce released the first two songs, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, after announcing she had new music coming with a Super Bowl commercial. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, one of the things that we try to do here at USA Prepares is make sure you have enough information to go forward. And most vehicles, I know one exception, two exceptions, where the front tires are smaller than the rear tires. One was a Lotus Europa, and another one is a Mercedes-Benz S500 twin turbocharger. So the rear tires on both of those happen to be larger, at least in my experience. And one of the things that most cars, the front tires are the same size as the rear tires and same aspect ratio. So if they're, let's say, a 60 series or a 55 series, they'll be the same on the front and back. But you might find that a tire dealer will say, we don't have that exact size, but we've got one that'll fit. One that'll fit really does not necessarily mean that it's correct. It means it fits. Okay? I mean, if you have a belt that's 6 inches too long, it'll fit, right? It's just going to have the tail of the belt hanging down. So it'll fit, but it's not correct. Bottom line is, make sure that if your car requires or comes with from the factory all the same size tires on the wheels, make sure that you get all the same size tires if you're buying them yourself. So I did buy a used truck, and I really liked the truck, and it had mismatched tires. The front tires were a lower profile than the rear tires. So the truck sat higher up in the back, a little bit higher than the front. Well, it's easy to fix. I just put new tires on it, right? But here's a quick thing that I'd like you, here's a homework assignment. Next time you're at the Chinese factory outlet, go to the tire department. They have a display of tires. And feel the bead, you know, the part of the tire that mates to the wheel. Feel that. Just above that, you'll find the sidewall of the tire. And just flex that. Just put your thumb and your couple fingers so that you can feel the sidewall and see how floppy it is. See how thin it is. And what you'll probably end up deciding is to buy tires someplace else. Seriously. And the Chinese factory outlet sells a bunch of two-ply tires. So the plies are the number of reinforcing cords. They could be rayon, they could be nylon, and in the sidewalls. And 4-ply is better than 2-ply. 6-ply is better than 4-ply. But when you get after, you know, when you hit 6-ply, the sidewalls get really stiff. That's great for durability and rugged terrain. But it's rough on a smooth ride. It doesn't provide for a smooth ride. So 4-ply is probably a great compromise. 2-ply is... I think below standard, in my opinion. I would not want a 2-ply tire. I'd want a 4-ply. But then again, the manufacturers lie, and they say 4PR, and that stands for 4-ply rated. That means it's not 4-ply, but they rate it as if it is 4-ply. That's like half-inch plywood that's less than half an inch. So it's rated at half an inch thick, but it's not. It's thinner than that. So manufacturers have been lying to us for a long time. And they do that with the PR ply rating, like 4PR, 6PR. So if it says 6PR, it's not 6-ply. It's probably 4-ply. And if it says 4PR, it's probably not 4-ply. It's 2-ply. Kyle, your thoughts?
That's absolutely true, Vince. I remember being many years ago in working for an auto parts company when they started the ply rating stuff, because they come out and they lie to you. So, you know, manufacturers that try to sell you something where they're putting less in and tell you you're getting more, you know, it's kind of like the old adage, you know, somebody's peeing on you and you're telling you that it's raining, you know, because that's really what's happening. I hate it, but it's true. You know, the rating. So they used to have, like, if you had a truck tire that was an eight ply sidewall, it used to have literally 8 plies in the sidewall, and they were virtually indestructible. They would last and last and last and last, because they were tough. You couldn't hardly, I remember when those, we used to have those old 8-ply tires when I was a kid, and I remember the sidewall getting a cut in them, and those tires never lost air. They were so tough because you had a literal 8 plies in the sidewall. big, you know, truck tires. And I remember because when I was a kid seeing that, and nothing happened. I mean, literally nothing happened. There was a cut in the sidewall. But if you get that on a newer vehicle with, quote, unquote, an 8-ply rating, I guarantee you, you better take it and have a look at, because you need to take the tire off and make sure and put a some type of a patch over the inside of it to reinforce the sidewall, because it's just not going to last like the old one, you know. I want to jump into something here, Vince, though, if it's okay. I'm going to change directions here for a while. And when we were on a couple of weeks ago, we were talking, we kind of got in-depth and about a lot of thought process, and I want to continue some of that. And I want to get back to where people, if what Vince and I always talk about pretty much most of the time is things that will save you money and keep you going. But the question is, why? The question is, why would you want to do this? Because, and I'm going to answer it for you, because the essence of preparedness is living with taking care of the basics, not the frivolousness and stupidity of most of the American lifestyle, but with taking care of the basics in a way that can, that will help you and your family survive. That's why it's USA Prepares. If we're preparing for taking care of the basics, now that can mean everything from the people that are around you, because we know in our country, a small amount of people can get on the internet and have a quote-unquote large voice. Well, they might not be nobody. They might be keyboard warriors in their mama's basement. But they everybody has an opinion now. But they don't know anything. Our country is becoming devoid of people that know things. Know things that are real life. There's a lot of people that think they know, but there's a reality difference, a world of difference between those of us who have lived it and can tell you specifics and basics that will keep you going, and those that study it on YouTube and think they know. Now, there's some good information on YouTube. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. There's some really good YouTube channels. There are. But there's a lot of them that don't know split beans from coffee. So I want to talk about a mindset a little bit. If, like Vince and I have talked about before, if you really want to know where you are in your preparedness journey or in your lifestyle or what would happen if, remember that's what I said a couple weeks ago, what would happen if? What's going to happen if we're dealing with a $35 trillion debt? There's only $13 to $14 trillion in the entire world. There is no chance we're going to pay that off. So something's got to give. The question is it going to give in our lifetime, or is it going to give in our children's lifetime? Okay, so the next question you've got to ask is, if it's in our children's lifetime, what are you going to leave behind for them to be able to make it when you're no longer around? You think you're going to give them money? You think you're going to give them money when they have to inflate dollars to cover $35 trillion? I think when we get through to this, they want absolute control of this country. They're going to have to get rid of paper money. So you're going to have something that is barterable. If they get rid of paper money and make everything digital, you're going to have to figure out a way to survive without digital money. Because if you're probably going to have to dabble in some of it, in some of the digital money, But if you don't have a way to move and trade and barter and self-sustain yourself, you're going to be part of their system, and they will know everything about you. You will have no privacy. You will have no life other than what the government says you will have. They will control everything. So if you don't want to live like that, if you don't want to live with absolute government control over all your actions, over your lifestyle, over your food supply, over your energy usage, over what and how you can buy anything, over your ammunition purchases, over your weapons purchases, over your tool purchases, they will have control over everything. If they outlaw farming and you want to go buy a pitchfork, oh, you don't need that. What in the world's a pitchfork for? I'm just telling you, we are fixing, in my opinion, we are headed toward the most intensely policed state that has ever existed on this planet. There is, and they're going to do it with the digital dollar if they can. So the idea of preparedness is trying to put you and your family and your kids and your grandkids in a position to be able to sustain their life if they had to in a grid down government control situation for as long as possible. Nothing's perfect. And the reality is, if you don't know where you're going after you die, you better figure it out. And you better know for sure, because 1 second into eternity is too late. So, with that said, I'm going to back up a little bit, and we're going to talk. We talked last time about, I talked about the sheep, and we talked about goats. Goats are excellent for a farm animal. To be able, they're durable, they're tough, they provide milk if you get the correct ones. There's a lot of different breeds of goats. The three that I prefer that we have been around or personally raised is the French Alpine. That's the best one that we landed on, that we stayed with. Nubian is the most common. For some reason, they do provide a lot of milk, but we didn't really care for the taste of the milk.
Health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. Kyle Harris in Montana. And he's teaching us about farm animals. I just want to read a very short email that I got from one of our instructors. Quote, before election 2024, with divisiveness, regardless of who wins, there will be meltdowns around the U.S., end quote. I think that is exactly correct. Kyle, back to goats.
Yeah, that's verbatim almost what you and I both have said, you know, for months and months, is that this is the year that this, no matter who wins, we're going to have such, either we're going to have Antifa and Black Lives Matter and everything burning cities to the ground, and or immigrants going nuts, you know, reverting back to the way of life that they came from and creating that way of life here, or we're going to have the people that have been marginalized, namely the salt of this country that made it what it is, are going to say, we've had enough. So one way or the other, it's going to happen. And this November, in my opinion, is going to be when it happens. So back to goats. Just for a quick synopsis here of what we have done. So there is three breeds that I really like. Or that is the most common and or that I really like. One is the French Alpine, like I said, that I stayed with. That's what we landed on. And we had some that were Saanen. And we crossed the French Alpine with the Saanen. And that ended up being an incredible milk goat and was big enough for meat as well. Nubians, we didn't care for the taste of the milk. We raised them all. They're all on the same kind of feed and all that. Everything was the same. We just didn't care for the Nubians. That's just us personally as a family. But we really like the French Alpine and we really like the Saanen. what we would do with the milk in case you really you have a goaty taste to the milk. A lot of people can't stand that. So what we figured out was to put the milk after you strain it, because when you got raw milk, you got to run it through a strainer, and we pour them into quarts, and we put the quarts in the freezer. Yeah, not the refrigerator, the freezer, for about 30 minutes to chill that milk down really fast and then get it out of there, because you don't want it to freeze. Somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes, whatever it takes to chill that milk down quickly. And when you drink it, you take it out of the refrigerator and you put it out there. You don't let it sit and warm up, because if you pour it in a glass and let it warm up, it'll have the goaty taste again. But otherwise, it is extremely good for calcium and bone health and all of those things. I still really, really miss not having goats anymore. But they're a very basic farm animal that will provide meat, and they will provide milk. So the little bucks you want to neuter and raise them for meat, and the little does, you're going to raise them up and you're going to call out as you go, you know, and learn how to raise a herd. There's an old book that's actually dealing with cattle. I don't know if you can find it anymore. I own it, but it's called Building the Herd. And it goes into animal livestock, mostly cows. But you can apply the same principles that they used in that book, this rancher did. You can apply the same principles with livestock pretty much across the board. So there's a couple other things I want to touch on, and I know we're running out of time for this section, and I can wait till after the top of the hour, Vince, if you want, before I jump into them, because I want to jump into chickens and rabbits and what that all entails for people, because we've got a new audience. So if you've got any last hour comments here, jump right in if you wish.
Just very briefly. If you decide to pursue goats like the tallest thing they can climb on, whatever that is. It can be a bale of hay, if you've got a round bale. Whatever the tallest thing that they can actually climb on, that's where they want to be. They like to look out. Sometimes we've had goats, and they will climb on, if a cow is lying down chewing its cud, the goat will climb on top of the cow for a better look, you know, to get... They'll also climb on top of your hood of your car or truck, or the roof of your car or truck.
Yep.
And then when you say, "Whoa, get off there," they'll slide down. They'll slide down, and they will scratch the hood all the way down. And they like fences. Well, actually, they don't like fences. They will test your fence, and they want to go on the other side, like all the time. So strong fence is really important. And park your car inside. Kyle, is that correct or not?
Oh, that's so correct. It's so hilarious. I got some stories on that when we come back.
Yeah, and when we come back, we'll be talking about chickens. And let's see. I've got a couple of notes, but yeah, let's talk about chickens and farm animals and survival. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.